Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Now, I never really understood why Mum likes watching tennis so much. She's normally very happy watching turbo gadgets and science news, and so am I. But two blokes bashing a ball around sounds pretty boring to me.
So why do you like watching tennis, Mum? There's not much space-age technology going on there.
What are you talking about? There's stacks of cool technology in tennis. In fact, most sports, look. First off, those balls, they're packed with technology. Did you know they can make some balls slow and others fast just by changing their composition? In a tournament, every single ball used has to meet the exact same standards. They can't use any old ball. That takes a lot of engineering. And check out that racket.
Yeah, he is a bit loud.
No, his tennis racket. Same stuff as you'd find on the space shuttle.
I don't remember the space shuttle astronauts playing much tennis. I would have thought the lack of gravity would have made it a bit difficult.
Very funny, love. I mean the material they're made out of. Carbon fibre is super light, which helps to make the players' reactions faster. The heads of rackets are also bigger these days because engineers worked out it gave them a bigger sweet spot to clobber the ball with. And even his clothing is designed to be as light and cool as possible, so he can concentrate on the game. Hang on, he's going to serve. Shush a minute. That was never out. What a joke. Well, there's some more engineering in action for you. The sensors that tell when the ball goes out. That one must be faulty. It was in by a mile.
I thought it was that bloke sitting in the high chair there. Doesn't he press the buzzer?
No, it's an electronic line judge. They've used them in tennis for years to help stop arguments. Over the years, they've used all sorts. Pressure sensors, sensors to detect magnetised or electrically conductive tennis balls, infrared laser beams. These days, it's mostly high-definition video cameras. But it's not just tennis where they're used. They're used at the finish line of athletics races and football matches.
It seems like everyone's taking sport very seriously. I thought it was meant to be a game. That reminds me of something Mum once told me.
Hang on, Mum. Didn't you tell me that it's not winning that matters, it's taking part that counts? Shouldn't players just be enjoying the game and not worrying about being faster and better and winning all the time?
That's a very good point, Tim. Some people do think that all the technology gets in the way of the game. But the way I see it, if the players are playing better and the game is faster and more accurate, well, it's loads more exciting. Now we're getting to the good part, so can you be a love and shush a bit?
How much longer does it go on for?
It's only a few more hours. Go and read a book. It won't kill you.
But Turbo Gadgets is on soon.
But there's Turbo Gadgets right here in the tennis match.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Advancing and sharing technology.